Hello, hello, and welcome to the Embody Your Soul podcast. I am your host, Alexandra Shelley, also known as a modern medium. And the mission of this podcast is to create a sacred space for us all so we can tap in and discover how we can connect to our divine selves, embody our soul through spiritual connection and best practices. If you are new here, thank you so much for finding me. And if you are a regular listener, thank you so much for coming back every week to listen in on the magic. If you haven't already, make sure to follow this podcast wherever you love to listen and follow me on Instagram at themodernmedium_. And if you are looking to work with me or book a service, please head to my website, themodernmedium.com. And that's where you can book, again, any and all services with me. And also you can book discovery calls with me so we can see which one is the best fit for you. And if you have any questions at all, please feel free to DM me on Instagram. I love answering my DMs. I love connecting with you all. Or you can email me at hello@themodernmedium.co. So hello, you guys. I am happy to be here. I'm happy to be chatting. And I have really been on such a journey with my meditation and what's been coming up in my meditation practice. And I've also been reading this incredible book, and they've been very in line because, of course, they both have to do meditation, and the book is on mindfulness. So, I mean, hey, hey. And I'm just learning this beautiful journey and really understanding how what this secret sauce is, what this top priority is, and how crucial it is when it comes to developing your intuition and developing your relationship with your intuition and trusting yourself. So I am really, really excited. And the secret sauce, the top priority, is practicing self-compassion. And self-compassion is way more powerful than, not that I didn't think compassion was powerful, but number one, in my meditation practice, which honestly, I need to have my mentor Nathaniel on again to have him talk about meditation because this has truly been changing my life. The self-compassion that is necessary when it comes to meditation and just even to self is so huge. And then I'm reading this book called Rewire Your Mind by Dr. Shauna Shapiro, and how important self-compassion is. And I've been learning what actually happens to our brain when we practice self-compassion versus shame. And it really hit me how important it is to practice self-compassion, because I know for me, and I'm sure I can speak for so many of you listeners or others, that when we say get, you know, the intuitive hit wrong, or we get an intuitive hit, we shame ourselves. And we shame ourselves and we doubt ourselves. And we totally shut ourselves down. And of course, that makes us feel like we just, like, that we're not worthy. We can't do this. We're stupid. We're not capable. And it just shuts us down. It's a complete, just, it just burns the house down. It really is horrible. And I will make sure to link the book in the show notes as well. And I'll also link Nathaniel just so you can check him out and, you know, maybe you want to work with him because he's amazing. He's been such an incredible mentor. So anyways, the reason why it is so important to practice self-compassion when you're developing your intuition is the first point. What I've learned in Dr. Shauna Shapiro's book is what happens when we shame ourselves is it literally cuts and blocks access to resource centers in our brain. And it releases certain chemicals that, like, we just completely shut down. we totally shut down. And this is when we shame ourselves and shame others. And shame quite literally cannot work. It doesn't work. And you even know what it feels like when you shame yourself or you shame others. It feels horrible. Everyone shuts down. But it's so divine and perfect because it biologically is supposed to and supposed to teach us that this just doesn't work. This is so unproductive. So you can already see why and how shame really, really inhibits us from developing further trust within us. So then here's the thing. With self-compassion, it completely opens us up to our resource centers in the brain. And we are flooded with beautiful chemicals. So we are given resources and we literally open up. Which this honestly, this really helped me and really gave me so much context because I've realized that I'm such a physical person. I really need to be in my body because I, as a psychic medium, I get out of my body. Also, as a Pisces, I am a daydreamer. I am a creator. I am super imaginative. I always feel connected to source and magic. So the ungroundedness is very familiar for me, and I don't like being ungrounded. It's really unsettling and it's way too much. And now I'm really loving being grounded, and being able to be grounded for me is I'm able to be grounded in my magic and let my magic flow, right? So honestly, what the heck? I was just going on a tangent and I think I knew what I was going into. I'm so sorry, you guys, but you know what? I feel like that was a useful, lovely tangent. But it's so, oh yes, okay, I remember why. To have this like scientific backing to actually understand what is going on in our body was just so major for me. And at least for me, it was the massive light bulb of, oh my gosh, if I just continue to shame myself, I'm going to get nowhere and I'm going to keep self-sabotaging. I'm not going to feel motivated. And it's just going to make things harder than they need to be. And when you practice self-compassion, you are giving yourself a chance over and over and over again. Instead of putting all the walls up, shutting the doors, you are opening yourself up to more. You're opening yourself up to your inner strength and your resources. Because these resources are in our bodies. Our body literally produces these resources. So why would we shut ourselves off from them? Let's begin to open ourselves up to these resources and remember them and use them. And ways that you can use self-compassion when it comes to developing your intuition is, number one, say you get an intuitive hit and then you get really anxious. How about you begin to tell yourself, you know what? It's so okay that you feel anxious because you really care. It's totally okay. You really care about this decision. You really care about trusting yourself. You really, really care. Begin to talk to yourself, truly. Talk out loud in your head. Give yourself a hug. Write it down. It's so okay. And or talk in the way that you feel most comfortable when it comes to expressing self-compassion to you. And I mean, it's tried and true. Talking to yourself like you are talking to a dear friend. Comfort yourself. Comfort you. You deserve comfort. You are worthy of comfort. We take that comfort away so much because we are told in this capitalist individualism society that we have to do it all on our own. And when we are down, we are unproductive. And it's just not working. That doesn't work anymore. We have to begin being self-compassionate. What? We have to begin practicing self-compassion. We just have to. So When that happens, begin talking to yourself like a dear, dear friend. You know what? It's totally okay. And then begin to, I'm sure as you practice that, you're going to feel yourself opening up and soothing yourself. And it's not that you are trying to fix anything. It's you're soothing yourself because you are in pain or you are anxious. And just let that be. And so the beauty of self-compassion is because it opens you up to resources and floods you with beautiful chemicals like oxytocin and dopamine, you are given these resources and like more light. You can shed more light. You can be more curious. Huh, why do I care about this so much? Why am I so anxious? And then maybe you can begin to realize, you know what? I don't really need to be so anxious. You know what? I think I'm thinking too hard about this. I'm not feeling enough into it. And it could be just as simple as that. It truly is such a gateway to our magic. And when we shame ourselves, we are blocking ourselves from our magic. And when we are shamed and we accept that shame, we let others block ourselves from our magic. Something also really to remember when it comes to self-compassion is self-compassion creates a really safe space for pain to come up, for difficult emotions to arise if you have been stuffing down difficult emotions. And the answer is to not stop. The answer is to continue giving yourself self-compassion. The answer is to keep going. And that's typically, I'm going to assume that's the reason why people really get afraid or stop when it comes to doing the work, quote unquote, when it comes to digging deeper in their psyche and in their heart, because more comes up and they have to address it and it's really overwhelming. And even when you don't know what the heck to do, self-compassion, it's okay. It's so okay if you don't know. It's okay if you're nervous. It's okay if you're anxious. You're getting used to this. Even write it down or say it in the mirror. Truly speak to yourself with so much self-compassion and give yourself that delicious, beautiful wave and flood of resources, literally chemical or biochemical, biological resources that are available to us and are free. We have the power to open up those gates and receive this power that is within us, because and it just shows you that it's never left us. We are always infinitely connected, and bam, it happens in an instant when you practice it. You feel it. You know that you feel it when you practice shame or when you practice self-compassion. You feel it. It's really, really visceral. So again, when you are beginning to trust your intuition and developing your practices, say you, which I have been here a million times, when you think you have an intuitive hit, but maybe like it wasn't. It was a craving or it was a fantasy or it was kind of like you getting in your own way. Again, self-compassion. Hey, you were so excited. That is totally okay. That is absolutely okay. It's okay to feel sad. Truly, like Mr. Rogers it. Mr. Rogers has honestly been such an inspiration for me lately. I love him and really like learning more about him. I'm really in awe of him. I didn't grow up with him. I think I just missed him in my era, but literally talk to yourself and give yourself that permission. Because we're not meant to always get things right. I mean, holy heck, if we were always meant to get things right, we would probably be robots, to be honest, because robots have all of the technology and data. And like, we're human. Like, we have feelings, we have a soul, we have a pulse, we have We have family. We have beliefs. We have values. We have day-to-day stressors. We just have life. We're meant to live life. And guess what? Such a beautiful gift of being human is the ability to feel and create and bring self-compassion from within and give ourselves that resource. When it also comes to trusting your intuition and using self-compassion as a practice, try to be as quick as you can. Try to really interrupt those doubtful, shameful thoughts. Because the quicker you can get, the better you can get at really interrupting that anxious loop, the monkey mind of, oh my God, you're wrong. Oh my God, why would you do that? I mean, just getting in the loop of shame. Do the best you can to catch it as fast as possible. And just be like, okay, you know what? I'm nervous. Just another thing, I guess, kind of looped in this is I'm really learning and getting better at just stating the truth and not trying to link it to a person or me, like not even pointing fingers, but just, this makes me nervous. Why am I nervous? Okay, I'm nervous. This really makes me nervous. And just, again, investigating, literally turning the finger back at you. The finger always comes back to us at where can we shift? How can we shift? And truly, it's so sweet because it just makes so much sense. I don't know too much about, you know, the studies of what happens when you trust your intuition and your body or whatever, but I mean, it's so obvious that we are so divine and we're so connected to the divine and we are made from the divine if we have this resource. Like, that's insane. The fact that there are two bodily, literal, obvious functions of shame and self-compassion and what happens. Like, that is the answer. Like, there is something greater than us. It is just so darn cool. I don't know. I just get so excited. I nerd out about this. Another thing to add when it comes to a self-compassion practice is self-compassion also means, I would say I'm really learning, is checking in on yourself multiple times a day, because we get so caught up in just life. We get really, really caught up, like, you know, picking up, you know, whatever, and running errands or getting work done, or even if it's just a pause and putting a hand on your heart. How am I right now? How are you? When you feel yourself maybe getting a little worked up, or, you know, what I've actually been doing lately is putting a reminder on my phone to journal at 3, like check-in. I kind of call it like a check-in. And check-ins are really beautiful ways to just build a beautiful self-compassion, a daily practice for it. So you can really kind of, again, check in with you. That is compassion, baby. Checking in with you, seeing you. And again, when we think about, you know, the shame versus the self-compassion, shame doesn't allow us to see ourselves. Shame really blocks us from who we truly are. Shame, yes, really shows us our wounds, but it doesn't allow us to see the potential and what our wounds carry and the beauty they carry. And with self-compassion, that's where we can see and witness the magic. That's really, really where we can dive deep and create this safe space within us. And this is also, again, another point that is a perfect segue. When it comes to your self-compassion practice and developing your intuition, know that you need to become your safe space, and self-compassion creates that safe space. It is one of those beautiful, constant qualities that we have that allows us to create a safe space for our emotions and our feelings and our thoughts and our psyche and everything. So as you do that, you're creating a safer space within yourself to trust yourself. Because the more and more we shame ourselves, the more we close ourselves off to that trust we have, or we should be having with ourselves. So we totally cut that resource off. But self-compassion opens up that gateway to allowing yourself to trust yourself and build trust with yourself. Self-compassion is, I almost see it as like an olive branch. It's almost like literally planting an olive tree in your energy, in your heart space, where you're like, I come in peace and I trust me and I love me and I want to trust me. Having a self-compassion practice is building a relationship with yourself that you can trust. Because that's pretty much what intuition is at the end of the day. It's you being able to trust your beautiful inner compass. And that cannot be done with shame. It just doesn't work. So I hope you guys enjoyed this beautiful, short and sweet episode. I feel so inspired and I'm so excited to share this. So I really hope this resonates. Please let me know how it does. Again, feel free to message me on Instagram. I love, love, love connecting with you all. Make sure to give this podcast a follow. Share with whoever you feel like needs this. And one more thing, I actually am opening up my container for my 6-month Tap Into Your Magic mentorship. And this is a 6-month ceremony where I am in a deep dive with you, where I help you really build deeper trust within yourself, help you build your intuition, develop your intuition, meet your spirit guides, develop your spiritual gifts, and really walk this journey with you very, very closely. And as a little bonus, I will Reiki level 1 certify you. And I'm of course super, super open. If you are already Reiki level 1 certified and you'd like to be level 2 certified, I will definitely do that for you. So if you are interested, simply go to the link in the show notes. I will have the discovery call link in there. And I also have a spiritual mentorship application. So that will really make it very, very clear as to what you're getting into and what this means and the type of commitment I am asking of you, and also like what I am having you expect of me. And if you are also just wanting to book a service with me in general, go to my website. And I am so excited to just work with you and experience your magic and just be your guide and intuitive bestie and cheerleader and all the beautiful things. So I love you guys. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time.